Alright. In the car, it's a Sunday night. Just getting to Encino. And the cutoff to Highway 60. On my way. It's Easter. It's Easter Sunday. And at the request of my father, who is wise, I have watched Franco Zeffirelli's masterwork, Jesus of Nazareth, at least the fourth part, which is about his crucifixion and resurrection. I'm grateful for my parents. My father is wise. Always been wise in the ways of many things. And my mother is generous. Generous to a fault. And I honor her for her generosity and her kindness to people. She's also incredibly smart. I think she's smarter than I am, and that's simply true. I think that she's smarter than I am. I praise and honor my parents. So anyway, I was mostly listening to Jesus of Nazareth. Can't really watch it when I'm driving. I'm grateful for my job. I think to a large extent I'm paid beyond my capacity, and so therefore, you know, can I ever complain about my job? I don't think I have any justification. I am well compensated, and I've always, to a large degree, I have often felt well compensated. Especially so now. Lisa informs me that this coming September, our salaries combined will put us in six figures. And that's amazing to me. That is beyond what I ever hoped for. Now, I don't have any intention of having that kind of income for very long. I don't think Lisa has much of an intention to continue working, although she's given it some thought to continue to work up until she's 65, so that she can get a small pension. It's hers. Those 5 years, that's longer than I intended on working, so we'll just kind of have to see what comes, what happens. Anyway, oh, that reminds me, I just went over a high hill a bit. The next high point I go, I need to get out of the car and look for the moon. It's a full moon right now. It's called the pink moon. It's the very first moon of spring. And see if it indeed is red. We have had many fires around us, and very well have a red moon, as prophesied in the last days. This is an interesting conjunction of many things. Although this is Easter, we are into the third day of Passover. Several planets are in conjunction. Four of them, I think. And along with the moon, they all conjunct here either yesterday or today. And so many things have come up to make one think that we are truly at the doors of the end time. And these things coming. It was interesting. This morning I looked at the news. I usually try not to on Sundays, but I did. And there are those, even in Russia, who speak that World War III has begun. So many Americans are angry at the Russians, or at least at Vladimir Putin, for fomenting a war, starting a war. I think that globalists, who have for a long time, controlled the West, made deals with Russia, perhaps even with China as well, and shirked, reneged on those commitments, constantly threatening the very existence of Russia and China. And there's what else should a country do when they are threatened with extinction? And so far in this war that Russia, you know, people say Russia started, I felt like Russia was pushed into. Only to help establish buffer states between it and the West. The Ukraine made promises that it would not join the EU, that it would not join NATO. And behold, suddenly, what are they doing? Joining NATO. or desiring to join NATO, desiring to join the EU, calling out to them to come and arm them and defend them against Russia, when to a large extent I feel that Russia's been goaded and been put into the position that nothing else, that there was going to be no course when you go to negotiate diplomatically with other powers, and the other powers just kind of act like a deal was never made. And ignore agreements that were made. What else is left? What else was left for Russia to do? Russia is not a huge populous country. It is a country of about 180 million people. This is not large. Their military force is no competition for the United States, certainly not the United States combined with Europe. The United States has wisely stayed out of things. But the rhetoric coming from our current president, Joe Biden, foolishness. Definitely, or at least very, very much sounding like he's very much in the pocket of globalist oligarchs who would like Russia to disappear, who would like to take over their resources. And my thought is, what choice did Russia have but to strive to fight for its sovereignty against encroachments and the constant pressure of the West? Closing them off. So I don't blame Russia for what it's done. I don't blame Vladimir Putin for what he's done. I think it was really the only thing that he could do as the leader of what one would hope to be was a sovereign nation of what was the last vestiges of an alliance. So, yeah, these are difficult times. I don't know if it's World War III yet. I hope it isn't. I'm not a fan of globalism. I am not a supporter of it. I will vote against it at every turn. Not interested in it. I am a citizen of the United States. If my country calls me up, if the work that I do for the United States of America, if it gets put into the hand of if we are simply the strong man for globalists, so be it. I have very little to do except to try and put leaders into power in the United States who will not stay, who are not the patsies of globalists or globalists themselves. And I get more and more of an impression that Joe Biden desires to be a globalist or is a patsy for them. A very willing ally with globalists. I already have some evidence that he has been quite corrupted. You know, his family profits highly over various things. It's funny that these things started in Ukraine. For the simple reason that Joe Biden's son has had much in the way of dealings with Ukraine, and not particularly on the up and up. Not a terribly qualified man, but yet, Ukrainian regimes have made him an important advisor, put him on the boards of several of their companies, and one can only think that this happened because Joe Biden at the time was the Vice President of the United States. And it's disturbing. It's disturbing. And it makes one feel very highly. I still don't see the moon. Anyway, it makes one feel very, very highly, or strongly, that there's a lot of corruption going on. That Joe Biden himself is either bucking to be a globalist, or is a globalist, or at the very least is quite willing to do their bidding. And that a whole lot of what's happening right now, and the kind of rhetoric that he's spewing, and his administration is letting him spew, is to goad Russia into stepping over some line. So that Europe can go head-to-head, toe-to-toe with Russia, smash it, and turn it into a vassal state, and let everybody, and let the globalists pillage. I think China's very much would get into that fray. To a certain extent, China and Russia aren't particularly friends, but against the West, I think they would be allies to try and stand up against this world order that wants to emerge. Okay, I've been passed up by the vehicle that was following me. I'm gonna pull over now. I think the other light's coming, or not another vehicle. They are a train. So I'm gonna pull over here and I'm gonna get out. And we're gonna see. Oh, we can see the moon. Oh, I cannot see the moon. Okay. I'm gonna go to the bathroom too, everybody. I hope it's not too. I'm gonna go pee. There's nobody on the road. There's only you, so hopefully I'll just kind of talk over it, and you won't notice. There's a couple of cows looking at me going, what are you doing, man? Only two cows? There's only two of you out here? Where's the rest of you? Huh. Cows tend to work in herds. I mean, you don't have to, but it seems the thing. Anyway, so, yeah. This is a lonely stretch of road, this stretch of US 60. Very few cars on it. They were putting up a bunch of... Oh, I've inspired one of the cows. He's going to the bathroom. Taking a leak, too. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm inspirational. I know. Got his tail lifted. Anyway, so these are interesting times, and I don't see the moon yet. So I'll continue on my journey, and we shall see if the moon comes up. The sun's still setting. It's down, but it's twilight now. I gotta get my usual gas in Mountain Air, which is the next city of any reasonable size along this track. I still gotta get to Willard, and which is a town of what, probably 100 people. A village, and then we'll get to the town of Mountain Air, which is a town of about, I don't know, a few hundred. They've got a gas station, they've got a Dollar General, or a Family Dollar, I forget which one it is, and that's really kind of the, at least along this road, that is the next road, that is the next town before I get to the crash site. Now the crash site's actually closer to Berlin, but that's, you know, in the other direction, that's going toward Albuquerque. And down there usually has cheaper gas, but it's kind of out of the way. I work with Berlin and Las Lunas because on Tuesdays I go to the temple, and I've got my appointment all set up for this Tuesday. Oh, gracious sakes, alive, well, regardless, okay, so, but yes, a lot of, watch some videos, I'm sure I brought this up before in recordings, but I'll bring it up again. Things coming together. Now, I think most of the prophecies talked about 2021 last spring as being kind of the start of many things. Although, to be honest, I don't think anything's happened. I will also say that we probably... At least in most of the media in the United States, I don't think we would really hear much of what's going on in the rest of the world. we're pretty isolated from it, and we may never hear. If a temple in Jerusalem is starting to be built, we never hear. Although I must say, in the news I looked at this morning, there was a lot of Jerusalem news. Now, I don't think this is anything particularly out of the ordinary for Easter Sunday in Jerusalem. Palestinians taking up rocks and throwing them at the Israeli soldiers, and the Israeli soldiers firing back with rubber bullets, stuff like that. And, you know, but it's there. I didn't get any impression that it was any more or worse than it has been in the past. But for all I know, they're starting to, you know, it seems the Israeli police, I don't know if it's the military so much, but I don't know if there's a big difference between them. I don't know. Seem to be asserting themselves more on the Temple Mount, where a mosque is right now. I forget the name of the mosque, and that's important. I always seem to recall Jordanian security was traditionally involved in law and order in that part of Jerusalem. You know, this was done by an agreement long time ago that this would be what happened. Of course, that was back when Jordan, you know, actually had its own corner of Jerusalem, had its own part. I think that's long gone now. The West Bank, which used to be part of Jordan, has mostly been, you know, as Jordan's basically just kind of given up on it and said, we don't want anything to do with that. And Israel has taken over. Palestinians don't have a stable government. Rarely have had a stable government. When there's been opportunities for democratic elections to go on, the parties who got into power were, you know, hell-bent on the destruction of Israel. And Israel, as a nation, cannot tolerate that. And it continues to be, you know, it's just like the situation with Russia and the West is a situation between Israel and Palestinians. Any time that there has been agreements made, the Palestinians didn't really honor the agreements, or whoever was making those agreements in the past through in their behalf, whether it was Syria or Egypt or places like that, stronger countries, the Palestinians didn't abide by those agreements. And I'm sure they'd come back and say, well, we didn't really feel like we were a party to those. You know, those were between different countries, and that's not us. And it's like, well, sorry, the other Arab countries that were part of the negotiation, they were acting somewhat in your behalf. Or one would hope so. You know, I can't say. Everybody can have their opinion about it. Every time something has been given to the Palestinians, in the name of a concession. They didn't used to be able to have a government. Now they can. And it's always been just used as a pretext to work toward the elimination of Israel. Total attacks on Israel. Israel should not exist. And, you know, it's just like Russia. If the only thing is constant encroachment, and every time you try to make a deal to try to make things work, so that everybody's a little happier, or to try to make things a little more peaceful, you know, agreements aren't kept by the other side. And you go, and what do you do when that happens? And you say, you know, when I look at the situation between Russia and Ukraine, who has just become kind of a puppet state of Western oligarchy, and a great desire to get into Russia, I see the same thing as many countries, you know, oh, those poor Palestinians are just being destroyed, let's go help them. And you go, yeah, it says the Palestinians are just, you know, I don't really know how to describe it. It's not like they're being taken advantage of. The terrorist groups who tend to run Palestine, Hamas, what's the other one? PLO, whatever. They're perfectly happy to take aid from other countries. You know, by going and saying, well, we have to stand up against the aggressions and the evils of Israel and stuff like that. And you go, and what's Israel supposed to do when from Gaza or from the West Bank? I don't hear much from the West Bank, but you still hear plenty from Gaza. Any pretext at all, they start lobbing missiles into Israel. And Israel goes and takes their quite formidable army forces and goes in and takes out those things. And of course, you know, the rocket launchers are in schools and hospitals. And everybody can say, oh, well, those dirty, evil Israelis, they bombed another hospital. They blew up another school. And it's like, you know, this is just life. This is just what one does. Israel gets fewer and fewer friends. And we know that at a certain time, there will be almost all the nations of the earth against Israel, coming to destroy it, coming to take Jerusalem, coming to finally destroy the Jews and the Jewish nation. Now I'm not saying that the Israeli government or military forces or anything are particularly pure. You know, and it's like, oh, feel bad for them. And you go, I'm not going to say that, but I do say that there's prophecy afoot, and these things are difficult, and these things will come, and my greatest desire is that the United States does not get into this. You know, right now it's weird. There are different factions in the United States. Some of those factions support Israel, and other factions support the Palestinians. So when you say, so is U.S. an ally of Israel or of Palestine, or of the Palestinians? Really, the whole thing is, well, kind of playing both sides of that one. I don't know how it's going to go. What I do hope is that me and mine, my family, who have some Jewish background through my father's, I am an Aaronite priest through my father's, that said, and that does not make me a Jew, but that does make me one of the covenant people through Aaron, my father, way, way back. And as much as the children of Israel are to be redeemed by God, by the Messiah, I will not stand against the Messiah. I won't do it. Even if they swear up and down, you know, well, Israel is the evil one. They will not deal with the Palestinians fairly or whatever. Whatever the ultimate charge ends up being. I don't want to be in that fight. I don't know how I won't be in that fight, but I'll have to do my best to do so. So I'm not fighting against my people. And against the redemption of Israel, the people. Like I said, I don't know how I feel about Israel, the country. You know, I do not know enough about political wrangling. I am very concerned with things going on in the United States here and how things are going, and I feel barely literate about affairs. Well, I don't. I feel a little bit better about how affairs are here, and I think I have something of an understanding of affairs in other countries. That's why I say, you know, said I think Russia's been pushed into war. I don't think it really had much of a choice. I feel the same way about Israel. Am I sympathetic to Russia, to the Russian people? Oh yes. I think very few of them want to have anything to do with attacking what was basically one of the countries of the Soviet bloc at the time. These are brothers. This is almost a blood feud between brothers. And I don't want to get involved in it. And the fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. Not very excited about that either, but I do know that God gave the land to the children of Israel, not to the children of Ishmael. I also know that Israel is surrounded by Muslim countries. Muslim countries that don't want the Palestinians. The Palestinians don't care that, you know, There's their Egyptian brothers. Here are their Saudi Arabian brothers. Their Syrian brothers. Jordanian brothers. That's all meaningless to them. And you're going, good night. And it sounds like it's a battle to the last man. And I support part of my ancestry. Now, I'm not going to Israel. I'm not going to join the IMF or whatever it is, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not a particularly political sort. But I will not support its destruction. I will not support the wholesale eradication of my heritage, part of my heritage, part of my culture. So, there's where that stands. Times are interesting. I don't listen much to, well, I don't take media reports at face value. I think to a large degree they are manipulated. They are certainly not objective, but to be honest, I don't expect anybody to be particularly objective. The sad part is that news outlets say that they're objective or say that they're speaking the truth, but it's like what I'm listening to is propaganda from one side. Whether it's a right-leaning tent from somebody, there's several small news organizations that very much say we're right-leaning. And I think the only big one that kind of might be that way is Fox. And they're wholesale behind this war. You know, they are big into injecting democracy. And I'm not particularly a democracy guy. I think leadership should be representative, and I don't think I know very many quote democracies, and the United States is not actually one of them, that really is representative. I think a lot of them have been co-opted. When I hear somebody talk about the United States being a great cradle of democracy, I cringe, because it's not. It is a republic. Republic, we vote for representatives, and the representatives run our government. In a democracy, we would directly vote on decisions. There are very few democracies. Now, they say, well, we're a democratic republic, and you go, that's true. This is, we vote for our representation. and we hope our representation represents us. To a large degree, I think that's no longer true. That either elections are people, I'm not sure I want to go to the level of rigs, but they are heavily influenced by powerful forces, many of them media-based, that can deliver a vague majority vote. And I mean, you know, 50.1% versus 49.9%. And that this capability that media has can be, to a certain extent, bought and sold. So that when a regular person goes to the polls, how they vote really is kind of irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. The decision of the powers that be tend to rule the day. That was why in 2016, everybody was so sure that Hillary Clinton would win. She was anointed. She was going to be the next president of the United States, and nobody thought that anybody would be crazy enough. Certainly the media was saying that she was going to win very handily, and that Donald Trump was just a crass joke. And when he actually won, oh my gosh, you know, all of the mechanisms went to overdrive to make sure that that would never happen again. And guess what? It didn't happen again. You know, the power of media to sway the electorate sufficiently to get its way. One, that's how we got this interesting Joe Biden, who was already kind of dippy before the election, and now as president, you know, he's almost demented. He's almost delusional, and crazy, and going to run us straight into World War III if somebody doesn't do something about it. But right now, there's no, you know, the Democrats have a small majority in the House of Representatives. There's a 50-50 split in the Senate. And because the vice president is a Democrat, then if it's a simple majority, the Democrats tend to get the simple majority. The interesting part is there's one or two. Right now, there's, I think, maybe two Democrats who are not going along with the Democrat agenda. Oh boy, and are they pilloried by the media? Oh, anyway, so it doesn't matter. So yes, since, you know, although it's very heartening to see that somebody like Donald Trump actually won the presidency. And you can say, oh, how could you stand having such a crass guy and just terrible and doing things that just aren't presidential. You're finding out that there are a lot of people who grew weary of presidential and smooth talkers, which hilariously Joe Biden is not. Ruling the day, and that, yeah, these are people that did not pay attention to those who voted for them. not pay attention to those who vote against them, but do exactly what they wish, often against the will of the people. Interesting. Anyway, so I am too mountaineer. Oh, look, there's a little smart car. Cute, but yeah, I don't think that thing would last very long in the land of my having to go on Jeep trails. This car isn't well situated for it, but I think it has a better chance. Frankly, my car gets better gas mileage than the smart car. Smart car is made to look cute, look efficient, without actually being so. My car just is the car that's efficient. Therefore, it's tiny, and it's light, and it's low slung, and it's kind of ugly. And that's really the way it is. We got some guy here that's on the road on his bike, and I respect that, but I don't want to run him over. I'm really kind of weird that way. All right, golly. 7-Eleven. Nobody's here. These are the best gas prices I've seen in the state. And this place is always empty. Anyway, so that's all I've got to say tonight. And I'm gonna go ahead and put this down. It's 8:30. I'll get to my place at. Oh my gosh, I need to put in some. I need to plug this in. So it's a great time to end. And so I'm going to go do this. And we're going to do... Oh, no.